Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song a little bit later on. It's where we celebrate the best day of the week. But I always love it when we open a show with a guest who brings us good news. And so it is with Seema Verma, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the folks that bring you Obamacare, health care of all kinds in America. It all comes through Seema Verma, who joins us. Seema, I love it because when you come on, you always bring us good news. What's the good news today?
Well, the good news is President Trump is delivering on his promise to lower health care costs for all Americans. Today, we are taking action on his executive order. And we announced the price transparency for the entire healthcare system. We are telling hospitals that they need to post all of their prices, all of their negotiated prices, and they need to do that in a standard way so that patients can compare across hospitals. And for the very first time, we're proposing to require insurance companies to give information to their beneficiaries about what something's going to cost on the front end. And we're also requiring them to post all of their negotiated prices.
Now, are these the two rules that were posted by HHS?
They were posted by CMS, and that happened earlier today. So this is just a historic effort. I mean, we've all faced the frustration of going in for a doctor's visit or some other service in the healthcare industry, and we just don't know how much we're going to pay, and we get stuck with bills on the back end. And this is also part of the problem in healthcare and why things cost so much is because there is no transparency and everything's hidden. But President Trump is putting patients first, and we're requiring the industry to quit these games and make sure patients have the information that they need to make decisions about their care. We're putting Americans back in control of their healthcare.
Seema Verma joining us, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS. How will this bring costs down? I mean, when it all comes back to it, the big thing is how do we make the cost of healthcare do what they told us in 2008, bend the cost curve of healthcare down? How is this going to bring healthcare costs down?
Well, it's going to bring it down because you're going to create a competitive market. We've never had a competitive marketplace in healthcare, and that's because we didn't have transparent pricing. And so now we can see the prices, and that's going to drive competition to a level that we have never seen before. And when there's competition, prices go down and patients win because it's all going to be out there. And now patients can shop around for the best deal.
I know that Congress has been kind of AWOL on this issue of drug prices and competitive pricing and things like that. Is Congress doing anything now? I mean, is there any aftermath to the executive order that was originally signed by the president and now being followed through on today?
Well, the president's not waiting around for Congress. He's taking action. He's made a commitment to the American people to lower healthcare costs. And that's why he told us to get moving with price transparency. We finalized the rule for hospitals. So that's going to require hospitals to put this information out there. And we're proposing this rule for insurance companies. So we'll give the opportunity for people to tell us what they think. But, by and large, we're hearing from patients every single day about the problems that they face because they don't know what healthcare costs is going to be on the front end.
Seema, let me ask you, how long will this take to implement? How long will this take for consumers to be able to see this transparency in action?
Well, today we've already required hospitals to post their charges. What's going to change in 2021 is that it's going to be in the same format from hospital to hospital, so it'll make those comparisons easier. Also in 2021, if we finalize this insurer rule, is that your insurance company will be required to give you individualized cost information on the front end and post those, you know, all of their negotiated information publicly as well. So that would all take place in 2021.
And when do you see the savings kicking in? Is this something where it'll take a year or 2 years for competition to rear its wonderful head?
Well, you know, we're hearing even from the rule that we posted, or that the requirement that we have for hospitals right now, that they post their prices, even from that, we're seeing that prices fell. Because quite frankly, when it is transparent, it becomes embarrassing for providers if they're charging five times as much as another provider. And once that's out there, you know, they're going to, you know, providers are forced to do the right thing because consumers won't put up with it. But it's been going on in the American healthcare system because nobody's been able to stand up to special interest groups like President Trump.
And I want to ask you about the leadership. I mean, we've been hearing so much about impeachment hearings and this and that, and former ambassadors testifying. But I want to ask you, because you've been right there with the president. Talk a little bit about the leadership he has given to this particular issue. This is something that presidents of both parties have been unable to do anything about. Talk a little bit about the leadership of the president on this particular issue. This seems to be a priority for him.
That's exactly it, because he's focused on delivering for the American people. He's focused on listening to what patients want and not listening to special interests and putting them first. And he's not getting distracted by anything else except for what the American people want and need. And people are demanding lower healthcare costs, and the president is delivering on that.
Now, I know that Big Pharma and I know that hospital associations and different groups are not going to go quietly into the night on issues like this. Have we talked at all to the stakeholders? And what are the stakeholders? Are they buying into this, or are they being dragged kicking and screaming to these new regulations?
Well, of course not. There's always people out there that want to protect the status quo, but it's not working for patients. And this administration's about putting patients first. You know, these folks are going to whine and moan about this and say this is proprietary information. But the reality is they're already providing this information. We all get those explanation of benefit forms that tell you how much you have to owe or how much you have to pay, how much they pay. But that just comes after the fact. So what we're saying is just give that to patients on the front end so that they can make decisions about their care and have that readily available to them before they get their healthcare services. So that's already out there. But we know there's going to be those that want to protect the status quo, but we're not listening to that, and we're delivering for patients.
I know one of the problems with Obamacare that I heard from my friends in the hospital industry, from Big Pharma, and that is that it made it more difficult to have a medical practice. You had to add people just to deal with the paperwork, so to speak. Is this going to make it more difficult? Is it going to make it more costly for hospitals, for pharmaceutical industry folks? Is it going to be more expensive for them to do this?
No, we've looked into that. And, you know, that's something that the president's very committed to. He's got his Cutting the Red Tape initiative. And at CMS, because of that initiative, we started something that we call Patients Over Paperwork. And it's a massive deregulatory effort to make sure that we're reducing administrative burden across the board. Because of the president's efforts, we've already saved $8 billion for the whole healthcare system. And when we did the impact of this price transparency rule, it was teeny tiny. It was less than 0.5% of a hospital's revenue to stand this up. Yeah, the reality is there's already hospitals that are doing this work. There's already insurance companies that have done this on their own. They haven't waited for the government. They're actually doing the right thing. So this should be a very minimal impact, and we're hearing those types of excuses because some people just don't want to do the right thing.
Seema, let me ask you, if there are consumers out there and they want to make sure that they are getting their bang for the buck, that they're getting total transparency, where can they find these new regulations, the executive order? Is there some sort of a place they can go to and find out what the president's doing?
Absolutely. You can always go to our CMS.gov website, and everything's posted there. We also have some consumer friendly materials, some frequently asked questions and things like that to help explain the facts. But, you know, this is a real win for patients today. This is a historic effort, and it really demonstrates the president's commitment to patients and lowering costs of healthcare to make it accessible to every American.
Seema, I love it that you always bring us good news, and today is no exception. Seema Verma, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kevin, and I really enjoyed your music. Thank you.
There you go. She likes the open. I just love it. Seema Verma, administrator for CMS, better known as for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They also deal with Obamacare and all things about your health. So it looks like there are changes on the way. We're going to take a quick break. Big day yesterday. Another big day today on Capitol Hill. Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine. And by the way, nobody is disputing that the leaders of Ukraine never felt pressure, never felt the quid pro quo. Isn't that weird? Also, the president was on the road last night. Bossier City, Louisiana. Yeah. We'll let you hear from the president himself. That's all coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio
gets results. That's radio.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. Pre-game begins tomorrow morning at 11:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk.
Hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 per month for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. You know what we do every week at this time? We celebrate the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better than that.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. You know what day it is. It's the day that we celebrate. It's Friday. I just love that.
I absolutely
love that. God. If you have been living under a rock this morning, you know that there's impeachment hearings. Okay. These impeachment hearings are like yesterday's impeachment hearings. Nobody's really paying much attention outside of the belt. It really isn't. But the big news, at least, because I was watching this last night, I was in one of my favorite sports bars, and I was watching, and Myles Garrett this morning, just now, it was suspended indefinitely. A Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely by the NFL following his helmet attack. I mean, he literally threw a helmet at Mason Rudolph, the Steelers quarterback. And as a result, Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely. He will miss at least the rest of the season, including any possible Browns playoff games, with further punishment possible. He must meet with a commissioner for reinstatement. He's in. I mean, I said it last night. He's done for the year. He's done. And so it is. He is done. Done for the season. If you're wondering, Maurice Pouncey of the Steelers was suspended 3 games for going after Garrett in the aftermath. And Browns tackle Larry Ogunjobi was suspended 1 game. So those are the suspensions handed out by Roger Goodell and the National Football League. I'll just tell you, it was an ugly, ugly incident. Nancy Pelosi held a weekly news conference yesterday And Strong, let's go to cut two real quick. Strongly defended the rights of whistleblowers, in particular this whistleblower, in the impeachment proceedings and Ukraine quid pro quo. This was Nancy Pelosi yesterday in the Capitol.
When you talk about the whistleblower, you're coming into my wheelhouse. I have more experience and intelligence than anybody in the Congress, anybody's ever served. 25 years on the committee as top Democrat, ex officio, as speaker and leader. I was there when we wrote the whistleblower laws. The whistleblower is there to speak truth to power and have protection from doing that. And any retribution or harm coming to a whistleblower undermines our ability to hear truth about power. So I will defend the rights of the whistleblower vehemently.
But why should
vehemently?
Over the president?
Well, the president can come and, if he has a case to make, does he want to come speak? Does he want to present in writing or speak to the committee about his what might be exculpatory for him? He has that right to do. But nobody, president is not above the law. President will be held accountable, and nobody should have the right to endanger whistleblowers. And that is the system that I will defend. And the American people understand that.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
The other major piece of news, and this came in just about an hour ago, Roger Stone has been found guilty of lying to investigators in the Russia probe. First of all, the Russia probe, there's nothing to the Russia probe. And yet this guy may end up going to jail. I think the first words that come to mind is presidential pardon. There's no way that he should be going to jail for lying about something, which, by the way, was more like forgetting. This is unbelievable. He faces up to 20 years in prison at his sentencing on February 6th. And by the way, his sentence will probably be much lighter than 20 years. And more importantly, I would not be a bit surprised if we did not get some sort of presidential pardon. I'm guessing he will not serve one day in jail. Stick around. You'll hear the president from Bossier City, Louisiana, last night. He was absolutely at it's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says,
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, on the Nevada Talk Network. It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Wyatt Cox at the controls.
Thank God, this hour, it's Friday.
Oh, I know. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, the president was in Bossier City, Louisiana, second time in the last week that he has been there. They've got a gubernatorial election coming up tomorrow. Be interesting to see what happens there. I want to begin with John Kennedy, not the president. John Kennedy is just one of my favorite Washington figures right now. He is colorful. He is opinionated. He's not afraid to tell you what he thinks. And he does it in kind of a back home country kind of way. This is cut five. Cut five. Yep. John Kennedy, he's a Louisiana senator and helped welcome Trump to the Bayou State last night. Here he is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump, for visiting our state yet again. I stand before you tonight. I stand before you tonight as a proud deplorable. And unlike some of the folks in Washington, D.C., I'm talking about the cultured, cosmopolitan, goat's milk latte drinking, avocado toast eating insiders elite. As a deplorable, I believe that everybody counts, and I care about you. And so does the President of the United States of America. Go vote Saturday. Unless, listen to me, unless you're happy with crappy, vote for Eddie Rispone for governor.
I just absolutely love that. The president was in rare form, by the way. Bossier City, Louisiana. This was last night. Cut number six. Cut number six. Yes. And he attacked both the Democrats and the Bidens all in one fell swoop. Listen to the president last night in Bossier City, Louisiana.
They're attacking me and they're attacking the Republican Party, really. It's an attack on the whole party because I'm taking on the broken establishment and restoring government's loyalty to the people. If you want to see what corruption looks like, just watch the video of Sleepy Joe and watch him as he brags about withholding $1 billion in aid money to Ukraine. Until Ukraine fires the prosecutors, gets rid of the prosecutor that's been going after his son and his son's company in Ukraine. His son got millions of dollars from a company. See how much he made before the father was vice president. So, no experience, no nothing, millions of dollars, paid approximately $168,000 a month, plus millions of dollars with no experience. Would anybody here take that job? I think so. I think so. I think I might take that job, okay? That's a good job. And then Hunter flew to China. You know, we're making a great deal with China. Or we're taking in billions in tariffs. I can live either way. They want to make the deal much more than I do. But he flew to China with his father on Air Force Two, which is a slightly smaller version of Air Force One. And while the vice president was going soft on China, his son picks up $1.5 billion for his stupid fund that he never did before. Meaning he could make tens of millions of dollars a year. And I was with the top Wall Street people the other day. They love us because we're setting records every week virtually in this cycle. So, which by the way, means companies coming in and jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what it's about. But I was with the top guys and I was talking to them, and these are guys that do this for a living. I said, can you go into China and pick up 1.5 billion in 10 minutes? They said, impossible. I said, well, supposing like you guys, can you do it? Can't do it. Can't do it. But a guy with no experience can do it, and the fake news doesn't even want to write about it. But it will become a major campaign issue. It will become a major campaign issue. Americans deserve, assuming he wins, which I hope he does. I mean, the only problem is we will have the lowest ratings in the history of debates. Because he's a very sleepy person. He's exhausted. Joe is exhausted. Tired. Americans deserve to know the truth, but the fake news media, they're covering it up like they've never covered it up before, ever in the history of our country.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely love that. One of the things the president did that I really liked last night in Bossier City, Louisiana, is he tied the local election there in Louisiana to the national leaders of the Democrat Party. And even the people that are conducting this witch hunt, this impeachment deal. I want you to hear the president. This is cut 7 in Bossier City, saying that the GOP in that election down there coming up tomorrow can send a message to Democrats. If the president and his candidate, Rispone, ends up winning, it will send a major message, to the Democrats, that this impeachment thing is actually helping the president, not hurting the president. This was last night, Bossier City, Louisiana. The GOP can send a message tomorrow.
Washington Democrats have declared war on your values and the values of a great, great place. It's called Louisiana. Have you ever heard of it? So in 2 days, you can show the far-left Democrats that you won't stand for their socialism and their corruption. You know, your 401ks are through the roof, right? You know that, since the election. If you want to see him go down, start voting Democrat. You'll see him cut in half. You'll see him cut a lot further than that. On Saturday, you need to fire your far-left governor. Again, he talks, but he won't be there when it needs a vote, because when Pelosi and all of these characters from Washington call him up, Schumer, how about Chuck? Crying Chuck. I call him Crying Chuck because I saw him cry one time while making a speech. I said, isn't that sad? I've never seen him cry before. I call him Crying Chuck. Crying Chuck. Little ear stuff, you know, a little. And you have a chance to elect a true Louisiana champion, Eddie Rispone, a real success, by the way. Gotta get out. You gotta get out. You know, in Mississippi 2 weeks ago, we had a tremendous success. We elected a governor. He won by much more than anticipated. Really good guy. And everybody down the ticket elected by more than people thought. In Kentucky, we elected everybody. The governor got brought up in a few short days, 19 points. I went, we made a speech, the whole ticket was there. Everybody won big. Governor's a really good guy. But 19 points is a big thing, and he lost by just a few thousand votes. And the headlines the next day, Trump took a loss. I lift him up a lot. So Trump took a loss. So you got to give me a big win, please, okay? Okay? Now, he made a lot of hard decisions, and he didn't win, but we brought him up a lot. And the rest of Kentucky, I'll tell you what, they had record numbers. But Eddie Rasponi, you have to understand, is pro-family, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and 100% pro-American.
Good God, he is fabulous.
Yes, he is. President Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, he's been on this program before. He was convicted today of lying to lawmakers investigating the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He could get up to 20 years in the slammer. But don't think that's going to happen. In fact, two words come to mind, presidential pardon. I'm all in on that. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Oh, I don't know if you saw this. It was one of the best moments on cable news, maybe in the last year. And it was Kellyanne Conway going after Wolf Blitzer. One of the most uncomfortable interviews I think I have ever heard. And a seasoned veteran named Wolf Blitzer was brought to his knees by Kellyanne Conway. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network. where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
We'll get to more from the President of the United States, but I want to make sure I get this in. This is too good. Kellyanne Conway went on with Wolf Blitzer. I don't know why these White House officials go into the belly of the beast, but they do it, and they do it with a smile on their face. God bless them. Kellyanne Conway skewered Wolf Blitzer after some very, shall we say, uncomfortable questioning. I want you to listen to this. This is classic.
A final question, a sensitive question, and it's a political question. It's a substantive question. I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know that there are issues there. Your husband, George Conway, he's a lawyer.
What did you just say?
Your husband, George Conway.
Did you just say there are issues there? You don't want to talk about marriage?
I don't want to talk about...
Why did you say that?
I don't want to talk about your marriage. I want to talk about a substantive point that your husband, George Conway, made. He was on television all day yesterday. During this, the first day of the impeachment hearings, and he said this about the President of the United States. I just want your reaction to the substance of what he said.
So before you play the clip, which I haven't seen, why? And why are you doing that?
Because he's a legal scholar, he's a lawyer, and he was really going after the President of the United States, and he was all over television yesterday.
And come on. And he's married to me?
But, you know, he happens to be married to you. What's wrong with that?
You can run the clip of Jeffrey. He happens to be married to me. That's bizarre.
Correct. But he's also a legal scholar. He's got a substantive point. Listen to what
Jeffrey Toobin's point. Your senior legal analyst. I loved his point on CNN yesterday. You don't have to play a competitor's clip. You could just play the CNN clip where Jeffrey Toobin said it's a problem that Taylor and Kent never met Donald Trump. He said to Jake, it's a problem.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Jake Tapper said something
They
might have to meet the whistleblower, at least talk to him or her, him in private, because you have to be able to confront your accused.
Right.
But you should not have just said to your audience, I don't want to talk to you about your marriage, quote, I know there are issues. Why would you say that? What is it?
I don't want to talk about
your
marriage.
Why would you say there are issues?
Listen to what your husband said. I'll play the clip.
The problem with Donald Trump is he always sees himself first. Trump is all about Trump. And that's why it was inevitable he'd get himself into the soup once again. And that's what this is all about. He was using the power of the presidency in its most unchecked area, foreign affairs, to advance his own personal interests as opposed to the country's.
All right, that's a serious allegation, a serious charge. He was using the power of the presidency, its most unchecked area, foreign affairs, to advance his own personal interests as opposed to the country's.
That is his opinion. And I don't think MSNBC was lacking for anti-Trump voices. And we've heard things like that said on CNN for 3 years. And we've heard things like that said on that network for 3 years and elsewise. And where is the shame?
Gritty, scum sucking, pencil neck geek.
I thought that was some of the most uncomfortable questioning I think I can recall. And Wolf Blitzer, you know, trying to do what Wolf Blitzer does, was exposed. I mean, first of all, you have issues. What do you mean by that? Are you trying to get into our marriage? Wow. I absolutely love that. This hour of Live and Local Now, there's very few things that make me speechless. That is one. That questioning was absolutely priceless. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, 90 days, Jerry, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back up that claim with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group. They're waiting for your call right now at 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. Or just check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. Coming up, well, I tell you, we are hitting the ground running today.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
No. We begin with Seema Verma earlier this hour. Wasn't she wonderful? She is the administrator for CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, with this big new initiative. Just announced today, although the president signed an executive order earlier. The president will be speaking about it a little bit later on in the day. But we'll be following that up. Nathan Taylor from Taylor Consulting Group, one of my absolute favorite people, talking about all kinds of different issues. Rico Waller will give us the latest from Northern Nevada and give us a sense of the mood of the people as we are now getting ready to conclude week one of these televised impeachment hearings. Yeah, this is getting more and more interesting.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
I hadn't thought of it, but really, when you put it in those terms, yeah, it is. To a great degree, it is psychological. We have more what is being termed blockbuster testimony. Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Yeah, it's getting more and more interesting. And then the president tweeted out this morning a tweet maybe he shouldn't have done, because now they're talking about witness intimidation. I mean, they're reaching for anything. I mean, when are they going to stop the investigation and start the prosecution? That's what I want to know. Roger Stone, guilty of lying to Congress. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.